The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives machine-like students focus.
So these dance, most of them have been out of country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fabia Chibdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichi.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot. Welcome to day two of the quarterfinals. Yesterday, Fabian Chibundu became our first quarterfinalist, and today, two debaters will be fighting for a chance to join him. Win or go home. By the end of this week, we'll have our final four. They'll go head-to-head again on Monday and Tuesday in the semifinals, and the winners debate again in the final. One winner, 1 million naira. Yes, the 1 million naira grand prize is up for grabs as usual. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. They give you the opportunity to start your university education in Ghana and then finish in America, in Europe, or in Asia. And they have numerous scholarship opportunities available. If you want to get more information, call them today on 09-122-374818 09-122-374818. You already know that the winner gets 1 million naira, but that's not the only prize up for grabs. Webster University Ghana is also giving the runner-up 500,000 naira and 250,000 naira for the second runner-up. Obiwizi.com has prizes for the top three finishers. Obiwizi.com sells mobile devices that are brand new and good as new. They also offer repairs, and you can check them out today on Obiwizi.com. You can follow their Instagram handle at Obiwizi. In Abuja, they are at the Omega Center Plaza. In Lagos, they are at number 26A, Busala Duro Simieti Drive, Lekki Phase 1. They're offering prizes to our top three finishers like they have done since the beginning of this tournament in November 2021. Now, all four semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG Communications. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha, that's in Osun State. They manufacture laptops, computers, desktop computers, that is, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and tablets. And all our contestants are getting a goodie bag from Storm Body Spray. They got that last week. Now, a big thank you to our hospitality partner, Buka Hot. Buka Hot is making sure that each debater gets a good meal after their debate to recharge. Buka Hot also offers catering services. I'm sure you know them as a restaurant, but they can cater your Owambe, cater your political event, your corporate event. All those things, they're in it. And they have a new outlet coming up on our Wallow Away, incidentally, on the day of the final. Now that you have met our partners, Lagos, let's debate. Our first debater is our number 15 seed. She's a 15-year-old SS2 student at the International School, University of Lagos. Stephanie Ame, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
Our second debater is our number 10 seed. He is a 12-year-old year 8 student at Bijamik Private School. He's returning to this tournament after dropping out of the tournament in May, I believe it was. Was it May? Dropped out of May, dropped out of November 2021, and now he's back. And in those two tournaments, he dropped out during the quarterfinals. Is today the day he breaks that jinx? Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka, good to see you.
Thank you, Ma.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I'll give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. Then you'll each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. Now, remember, this is not the playoffs. This is the main event, and that means that no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, no matter how eloquently you repeat it, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you high scores. Number of opponents' points addressed will ensure that you win your rebuttal round. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will determine who stays and who goes home. Now, if your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points that you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Now, you both already know your topic. Families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I have a coin to decide this. Ebule Timothy, since you are the higher seed, you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you will support the motion. If it lands on the other side, then you'll oppose the motion. Here is the coin. I'm tossing it. Hopefully it doesn't fall under the table again today. Choose.
Head.
Head, tails it is, which means that you're going to oppose that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. What that means, Stephanie, is that you'll be going first, supporting that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, you'll hear from our debaters. You'll hear the first round of this debate. 3 minutes of presentation from the motion supporter and the motion opposer. Again, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away, Lagos.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives machine learning students focus.
After this dance, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
The Nigerian President Democratic System of Government.
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in their Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Phoebe Achebdu.
I am Prince Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajikede Brajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichi.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot. Okay, time for round one, the presentation round. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The candidate, the debaters are debating that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. Stephanie Ehi is supporting the motion. Your 3 minutes start now.
A young boy was once kidnapped. His right to freedom and personal liberty was violated upon. He was beaten, abused, maltreated, and stabbed. His right to dignity of human person was infringed upon. The kidnappers demanded a sum of 5 million. The current lounge is where this boy and his family resided, and the parents were in a position to be able to pay this money, especially given the fact that it involved the life of their son. But apparently, where they resided, it was an offense to pay ransom, so they did not. They waited upon the government and security agencies, but they failed to deliver. They waited upon real miracles, but this failed to come to play. So after a long period of time of waiting by the kidnappers, no alert of ransom, no response from parents, they were aggravated, and so they did one of their worst. They killed the boy. This was a boy with hopes, dreams, and a future. He could have been one to save the world. He could have been one to even provide lasting solutions to the problem of kidnapping, but now, we'll never know. Good day, moderator, panel loving partial judges, Akure Timekeeper, co-debater, and my ever attentive audience. My name is Stephanie. I'm a proud student of the International School University of Lagos, and I'll be supporting the motion which is that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. Just like in case of this boy, this has been the case with thousands of victims around the world. If their family had been allowed to pay ransom, the most essential right of all, according to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, their right to life would have not been taken away from them. Also, other important rights like right to personal liberty and dignity of human person could have been restored to them if they were allowed to pay ransom. This is not to even talk about the emotional and mental consequences on the parents. For the fact that if they were allowed to pay ransom, they could have done something about this can lead to them being less effective and productive individuals. It can lead to depression and suicide. So the families of the victims are dying, the victims are dying. In the end, we are losing from both angles, and the death rate in our society will be on the rise. Also, in some society, that's even been criminalized. For example, in Nigeria, there has been attempt to pass a bill into law that recommends as much as a 15 years jail term if you pay ransom. Well, this would just be increasing the rate of criminals in our society unnecessarily, and it will be injustice to people who are just trying to save their loved ones and further congesting our prisons. And as such, people, this will lead to lack of crime and criminal data, because people would rather not even report kidnap cases to the police. They rather secretly negotiate with these kidnappers, and as such, the kidnappers who have the wrong idea of the trends and patterns of kidnaps and crime, they'll have lack of adequate statistics, they'll not know the number of kidnaps or kidnappers, and as such, they'll not be able to effectively rescue victims, catch these kidnappers, or curb the spread of kidnapping. And this will make insecurity to be on a rise in such a society. And such a society with higher insecurity will have depreciated national image and depreciated national integrity, and as such, they'll discourage foreign investment in this society, and this society will be prevented from reaping the benefits of international trade and globalization, and as such, there'll be decreased revenue and decreased GDP for such a society. Also, when people are not allowed to pay ransom, kidnappers can use this as a front to commit other crimes. Because in a normal kidnapping case, you know that, okay, they kidnap somebody and they collect ransom. But when ransom are not allowed to pay, the people can kidnap this person, and they know the ransom will not be paid. And as such, they'll use this person for other evil activities, and they'll not be able to pinpoint this out. They can use them for human slavery, they can use them for exploitation, for human trafficking, or even kill them and sell their body parts. And as such, this will be ending in the trend of modern-day slavery and increasing ritual in our community. This is normal. Kidnapping cases usually come with ransom. So if the family is not going to be paying the ransom, who is going to be paying the ransom? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Stephanie Ehi. Well done. Great work. Let's move on to the motion opposer. Our motion opposer is our number 10 seed, 12 years old, in year 8, at the Bijamik Private School, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka. Your 3 minutes start now.
It is true that we have the natural desire to care and protect our family members, but is it right to let this natural desire encourage kidnapping? Good day, moderator. My highly esteemed panel of judges, my accurate timekeeper, my disputed code beta, and my ever attentive listeners. My name is Ebule Timothy from Bijamik School, and I'm 12 years old. I'm here to strongly oppose the motion which says that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. As my following point to clearly prove. First is, it encourages other criminal elements to engage in kidnapping to make them to see kidnapping as a very lucrative business. According to SBM Intelligence Industry, $650 million was paid as ransom to kidnappers between July 2021 and June 2022. Is it not enough reason why other criminal elements want to engage in kidnapping? Also, the payment of ransom does not guarantee that the kidnapped victim will come back alive. An example is 40-year-old lawyer Inemeka Chijoke, who was kidnapped on December 17, 2009 and shot dead after his family members paid a huge amount as ransom. Also, it impacted negatively on the economy. The $750 million that was paid as ransom, which I just stated in the report, would have impacted positively on the economy if it was invested in business by the owners. Also, our security agencies are not trustworthy. According to former Omata boss, the Nigerian security system is one of the worst in the world in terms of information gathering. In terms of information gathering and trustworthiness, is not enough reason why families of kidnapped victims should not pay ransom. Also, it will teach the future generation, it will set a bad example for the future generations, because they'll grow up to think that payment of ransom is the normal way of life. Also, kidnapped victims who were brought back alive, some of them suffer from psychological trauma, and some of them die because of this psychological trauma. Again, it will make a lot of family members to run into debt because they will have to borrow a huge amount of money to pay as ransom. In conclusion, it will endanger the life of other kidnapped victims, because the kidnappers will quickly kill the victims, who they say their family members cannot meet up with the ransom. With all this point of mind, I hope I'll be able to convince you that families of kidnapped victims should not be allowed to pay ransom. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ebule Timothy. You had 50 seconds left. 50 seconds is a lot of time to do a lot with. If you just tuned in, you're listening to I Beg to Differ on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, and you just heard from 12-year-old Year 8 student at Bijamik Private School, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka. He's our number 10 seed. His opponent is our number 15 seed. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2 at the International School, University of Lagos. Her name is Stephanie Ehi, and they just debated that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. Stephanie says yes, they should be, and her opponent Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka says nope, they should not. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for the rebuttal round, the second round of this debate. When they're done with that, we'll see if we have a clear winner. If we don't, it will go into tiebreaker. If it goes into tiebreaker, they'll switch sides and oppose what they supported before or support what they opposed before. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
This system also gives machine-like students focus.
As it is, that's why most of them have been out of country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is
and we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in the Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fibia Chibdu.
I am Prince Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichi.
I am Musa Nicolas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Welcome back to today's quarterfinal between Stephanie Ehi and Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka. They're debating that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. Stephanie supporting the motion, Timothy opposing the motion. As our motion opposer for round two, you will start first. Timothy, your 3 minutes in the rebuttal round start now.
Thank you. Firstly, my opponent said that the security agencies will not rescue the victims. But because people pay ransom, it will make it to seem that the security agencies don't rescue the victims. Actually, the security agencies rescue the victims. Or how will you explain how the security agencies rescued kidnappers in Edo State? Rescued victims in Edo State. Also, you said other criminal activities were engaged in kidnapping.
You can raise your paper up.
Mm-hmm. Also, he said other criminal activities will engage in kidnapping. I don't agree with this, because it is the rate of unemployment and insecurity with poverty that will make other criminal elements engage in kidnapping. Because once they see that the security agencies are not catching those victims who are kidnapping, other criminal elements want to engage in kidnapping because they know that the security agencies will not catch them. And you also said that families do not have another options. Why will you say this when because people Why will you say this? When people pay ransom, it will make it to seem that we don't have another option. We have another options. The countermeasure that government is putting in place, and also the effort of our security agencies who are risking their life to make sure that these victims are back. So once people pay ransom, it will make it to seem that we don't have another option. Again, you said that it will increase the rate of criminal activities. I disagree with this, because Nigerians are not known as lawless people. So once it is passed as a law that people should not pay ransom, Nigerians will abide by the law because they wouldn't want to become criminals. So this does not in any way increase the rate of criminal, rather it reduces it. Again you said there are emotional consequences. Well, I agree that there might be emotional consequences, but once families of kidnapped victims don't pay ransom, it will give the security agencies a chance to be able to bring these victims back, which will not make there to be emotional consequences. And again, you said that families to wait endlessly when the security agencies are not doing anything. Like I said before, when people pay ransom, it will make it to seem that the security agencies are not doing anything. Actually, the security agencies are doing something. They are trying their best to make sure that these victims are back. I hope I'll be able to rebuttal all the points that were stated by my opponent. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Timothy. Well done. Well done. Let's move to his opponent now, Stephanie Ehi. Your 3 minutes start now.
I'd like to appreciate my opponent for the argument first. He said that Nigerians are not lawless, and as such, it's not increasing the rate of criminal activities. But do you think that anybody would not pay ransom to want to save their loved ones? Also, he said that they should not pay ransom because the security agents can rescue the victims. Well, if the security agents can actually rescue the victim, do you think they'll be paying this ransom? Do you think they'll be paying this ransom? And security agents rescuing the victim poses more threat to the kidnappers, because when they say that they are being attacked, they can become angry and aggravated and even want to kill these victims and to pose more threat to them. You said it does not guarantee that kidnapped victims will come out alive. Yeah, it does not guarantee that they'll come out alive, but it gives a better assurance than putting the security agencies out there. It's to put those kidnapped victims into more danger and harm. You said it affects the economy. It doesn't actually affect the economy, because this money that they are taking for ransom, it still goes back into the economy. You said some of them brought back alive suffer trauma. They suffer trauma, yes, but at least they are brought out back alive. Even if they don't pay ransom, my security agencies are the ones that will go there to bring them out. If they are alive, they will still suffer the same trauma. You said it puts people in debt. Well, not necessarily, because some people actually have enough money for ransom. They're actually financially stable. And even people that are put in debt, well, that's the choice they made, because they wanted to save their loved ones. Anything that as not allowing people to pay ransom might put their loved ones' life at risk. For example, the right to life, and anything that goes against the right to life should be declared null and void. And you said that it encourages other criminal elements. Okay, it encourages other criminal elements when you do not pay ransom. But this scenario will be more and more serious when they're allowed to actually pay ransom. Because when they do not pay ransom, at least they can point out that, okay, these are the crimes that is going on. And security agencies can now find ways to be able to strategize against it. But when they are not allowed to pay ransom, and they are using this as a front to commit other crime, just like I said earlier, that you will not even know that they are going to use them for human trafficking, human slavery and exploitation and all these things. Because they may look like a kidnapping case, and they demand ransom even though they know that the ransom will not be paid. So they can use this for other bigger crimes that will not even be able, that will go unnoticed by the criminal, by the law and the government. I believe with the point I raised, I'll be able to convince you that families of victims should be allowed to pay ransom. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You have 50 seconds left. You have 50 whole seconds left. All right. Let's see if that will count for something. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you just listened to the second day of the quarterfinals of the August edition of I Beg to Differ. Yesterday, Fabian Chibundu became our first semi-finalist. Today, two debaters will be fighting for a chance to join him. And you just heard from Stephanie Ehi. Stephanie Ehi is our second debater for the day. She's actually our first, I'm sorry. Our first debater for today. She's our number 15 seed. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2 at the International School, University of Lagos. Her opponent is our second debater, number 10 seed. He's 12. He's in year 8 at Bijamik Private School
Ebole Timothy Chukwuebuka. For those of you who have been listening to I Beg to Differ from the maiden edition, you remember Ebole Timothy Chukwuebuka. He was knocked out in the quarterfinals from that maiden edition. When he showed up again during the edition in May, he was knocked out again in the quarterfinals. Is this the time he breaks that jinx? Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll find out. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, and you're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
This system also gives marginalized students focus.
So these dancers, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the elite eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria press the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in the Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fabia Chibdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebole Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajikede Brothers.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichip.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.
The results are in. Well done to both of you for a wonderful debate, but there can only be one winner. In the presentation round, Stephanie Ehi scored 25. Ebole Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 31. For presentation style, Stephanie Ehi scored 20. Ebole Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 17. In the rebuttal round, Stephanie scored 32. Ebole Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 29. Rebuttal style, Stephanie scored 20. Ebole Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 20. And so for the first time in this tournament, we have a tie. Stephanie Ame Ehi, Ebole Timothy Chukwuebuka, both tie at 97. What that means is that we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it will be a tiebreaker round. Now, I'm going to give both of you a chance to get ready. You're getting a bit more action, Lagos. The debaters are switching sides. They'll be debating for 3 minutes. So 1 minute, 30 seconds for presentation, 1 minute, 30 seconds for rebuttal. That's what you're getting. And you're doing it at the same time. So it's a long 3 minute stretch. You're going to have to divide it into 30 seconds, 1 minute, 30 seconds. Am I correct? Yes, I'm correct. So in one stretch. So it's not, you debate and pause, debate and pause. You're getting 3 minutes straight to debate presentation and rebuttal. 3 minutes, presentation and rebuttal. 3 minutes. Is it clear? We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, they'll switch sides, Lagos, and you'll get more action. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
This system also gives marginalized students focus.
So these dancers, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the elite eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at a
candidates, and we even have one top four seed left.
The Nigerian President and Democratic System of Government.
Will they keep the flying flag, or will the underdogs finish the job? Quarterfinals week in their Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fibia Chibdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Saji Kede Brothers.
My name is Afolani Busari Manu.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Duale Chip.
I am Musa Nicolas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.
So, it's been almost 200 days of ASUU strike. Are you tired or not? Because I think I am. You know how you always say, what God cannot do does not exist. Guess what? If you've ever wanted to go to an American university, now is your chance. Webster University Ghana Campus is taking applications for its undergraduate and graduate programs for August and October intakes. I mean, you can get a scholarship to study computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. Webster also has its master's degrees in business, international relations, and human resource management. I mean, this gives you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US of A, USA, Europe, or Asia. If you're looking for more details on this information, all you have to do is call the number 091-223-74818. 091-223-74818 now for more details.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on Hard Facts. Thank you so much to our supporters and partners, Webster University Ghana, our prize sponsor. The kids are getting gifts from obiwizi.com. They're also getting gifts from RLG Communications. They've gotten goodie bags from Storm Body Spray, and they're getting meals, hot meals from Booker Hot. Our two debaters today are fierce. They've already gone two rounds where they debated that family members of kidnap victims should be allowed to pay ransoms. You met our first debater, who is our number 15 seed. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2 at the International School, University of Lagos. Ame Stephanie Ehi. Which one is your surname? Is it Ehi or is it Ame?
Ame is my surname.
Oh, Ame is it? Okay, so Stephanie Ame is here. And she supported during the first round that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. Her opponent is our second debater, our number 10 seed, 12 years old, in year 8 at Bijamik Private School. Now, of course, he opposed that family members of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. This is the third time that we have seen Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka, and for the last two times he was here, he was knocked out during the quarterfinals. This is the first time during a quarterfinal match that he has led things, driven things into a tie. Will he break the jinx this time, or will he go home? Let's find out. Lagos, remember, of course, that you can watch this live on Nigeria Info FM. That's our Facebook page. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. Oh, as you can see, for those who are watching, the debaters have switched sides, same topic, but now we have a new supporter. Our new supporter is Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka, and our new opposer is Stephanie Ame. It's time to debate. Let's start with the motion supporter, and then we'll go to the motion opposer. Timothy, your 3 minutes, the final one, starts now.
Telling families of kidnapped victims not to pay ransom isn't like beating a child and telling that child not to cry. Good morning, moderator, my highly esteemed panel of judges, my accurate timekeeper, my disputing co-debater, and my ever attentive listeners. My name is Ebule Timothy from Bijamik School, I'm 12 years old. I'm here to strongly support the motion which says that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom, as my following point to clearly prove. Firstly, Section 33 of the Constitution guarantees right to life. Also, 34, 35, and 37 is on the right to dignity of human person, right to personal liberty, and right to private and family lives. Does my opponent not know that telling families of kidnapped victims, allowing families of kidnapped victims to pay ransom, is in line with this section? Also, the security agencies do not follow through to ensure that these kidnapped victims are being prosecuted. Again, we do not have enough security agencies or security agencies that are being trained to go into the bush to bring back the victims. As my opponent is aware that we have less than 400,000 policemen in the country. So why should family wait, sit down and wait endlessly? Again, it brings bond between family members because the ransom that was paid to release the victim will make the victim to have more love for his family members. Also, we do not have another option. Also, we do not have another option that is working for us. Ordinarily, kidnapped victims are meant to be rescued within 48 hours, but we've not seen kidnapped victims who stay in the hand of the abductors for years. An example are the Chibok girls who have been kidnapped since April 2014 and some of them are still in the hand of the abductors. I hope, with all this point of mind, you almost agree with me that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. Thank you.
Thank you. Now it's time for your rebuttal round. Okay.
Firstly, I said it to encourage other criminal elements to engage in kidnapping. I don't agree with this because because it is the insecurity in our country, poverty and lack of security that is making other criminal elements to engage in kidnapping. Because this other criminals see that our security agency is poor, so they'll be able to engage in kidnapping and know that they will not be caught by the security agencies. I said that it gives family members more fund. It gives the kidnappers more funds to acquire more ammunition. I disagree with this because it is the low security system, like I said before, that allows kidnappers to collect ransom, which will now allow them to acquire more ammunition. Also, I said that it exposes other members of the families to kidnappers. Again, I disagree with this because all kidnappers don't come back to one victim and kidnap the family member over and over again because they know if they do, the security agency will be able to capture them. And also I said that they continue with to live with psychological trauma. Isn't it better these people continue to live with psychological trauma than for them to die in the hands of the abductors? Families run into debt. I disagree with this because it is better for families to run into debt than for the victim, for the kidnapped victims too.
Thank you very much, Timothy. Well done for the final time in this edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Stephanie, you've got 3 minutes. Presentation, rebuttal, it starts now.
When kidnappers can put a call across to someone at any time of day, any day of the week and any week of the month, telling them that their parents, their sibling, or their child is detained and that they will have to pay unreasonably high sum for their release, it then begins to raise questions about who's truly in charge, whether it is the government in power or it is the kidnappers. Good day, moderator, panel of impartial judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my ever attentive audience. My name is Stephanie. I'm a proud student of the International School University of Lagos, and I'll be opposing the motion which is that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. As I said before, it raises issues about the questions of governance. When these kidnappers can get the ransom, they get what they want, how they want, when they want, who's truly running, who's truly calling the shots. Also, when we pay ransom, we'll be increasing the rate of kidnapping and rate of criminals in our society. And also, we'll be having less productivity because when people are seeing that kidnappers are lucrative, the kidnapping industry is lucrative, most of them want to go into kidnapping. And as such, we'll be having less productivity. And such a nation that is having less productivity will have less exportation, less revenue, and in the long run, less GDP. Also, when people pay ransom, there'll be increased rate of poverty because some of them, they have to sell their homes, they have to sell their vehicles, they have to collect loans. So there'll be increased rate of poverty. And some of the children in this house, so their education have to suffer. As these parents, they no longer have inadequate funds to pay for this money. So are we now toying with the lives of our children who are the future and leaders of tomorrow? Also, it shows that we are accepted defeat by the criminal perpetrators and kidnappers by continually dancing to the tunes of their blackmail. Also, we have other groups like terrorists, hooligans, gangsters who generate funds from this kidnapping. So when we keep on giving this ransom, they'll be able to wreak more havoc on our society, and this will show in manifesting negative impact on the nation's economy and productivity. Also, when we do not pay ransom, to give the security agencies a boost for them to keep on fighting harder and doing better, and also they'll be able to strategize more in a more new and effective way on how to cop kidnapping, rescue victims, and catch kidnappers, therefore making our environment more safe, secure, and conducive. Thank you. I will now start my rebuttal round. in the first stage, I talked about rights being denied. Well, if we don't pay ransom, we're giving the security agencies a boost to be able to do better, to be able to strategize better. And also they'll be able to secure these family victims. And also their rights will still not be denied. I also said that it will lead to... And as such, their rights will still not be denied. In the first run, I also said that it will lead to human slavery and all these things. Well, the rate of crime under when people are not allowed to pay ransom is actually... The rate of crime people are allowed to pay ransom is actually more than the rate of crime when people are not allowed to pay ransom. Because when people are not allowed to pay ransom, the rate of crime will be higher, such as human slavery and all these things, unlike in case of when people are not allowed to pay ransom. Also, in the first round, I also said that it is injustice for the people who are just going to prison because they decided to save their long one. Actually, it's not injustice. If the constitution provides for it, if they do what's against the constitution, then they should be jailed and they should become criminals. And also, the insecurity under when people are not allowed to pay ransom is actually way more than the insecurity when people are allowed to pay ransom. Because this one is kidnapper. It's a direct insecurity issue. When we have kidnappers rampant in society, we are discouraging hard work in our society and encouraging laziness, especially among our youth who are meant to lead this country in the future, by making them to see that kidnapping is lucrative when we keep on funding these kidnappers. So we're also the one funding terrorists, gangsters, bandits, and all these other people. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Stephanie Ame, for the last time. During this part of the tournament, there are no more debates, no more points to be made. We have heard them go through the presentation round, the rebuttal round, and now the tiebreaker round. Who has just made it into the semifinals? Who has joined Fabian Chibundu in this edition's semifinals? Find out when we come back from this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
This system also gives marginalized students focus.
Also, these dancers, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us played a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It is quarterfinals week in the Abet to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fabian Chibdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajikede Brothers.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichip. I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.
Our two debaters today are 12 and 15. Our 15-year-old debater is our number 15 seed. She came into this tournament through the playoffs. She's an SS2 student at the International School, University of Lagos. Ame Stephanie Ehi, she debated that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. Then she opposed that families of kidnapped victims should be allowed to pay ransom. Our second debater is our number 10 seed,
ranked higher than Stephanie during the auditions. He is a 12-year-old year 8 student at Bijamik Private School, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka. Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka has been in this tournament 3 times. This is his 3rd appearance. He was here for the maiden edition in November 2021, got knocked out during the quarterfinals. He was here for the May edition that produced Esther Bewaji, was also knocked out during the quarterfinals. Today he's here again, facing Stephanie Ame, who has just moved on to the semifinals. Let's find out. In the tiebreaker round, Stephanie Ame Ehi scored 47. Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 20. For style, Stephanie Ame Ehi scored 23. Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 17. The debater moving on to the I Beg to Differ semi-final with 167 to 134 is Ame Stephanie Ehi. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ma.
We're going to see you next week for your debate, most likely on a Tuesday as well. We'll send you your semi-final topic on Thursday when we know who you're going to be facing. All right, well done. Congratulations. We've got food waiting for you downstairs. Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka, well done. What I love about you is that every time we see you, you are better than the last time we saw you. And that's what every human being alive wants to be, better than their last appearance. We hope we see you again. Well done. Congratulations on getting this far. Maybe next time you'll break the quarterfinal jinx, huh? What do you think?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Yes. All right. All right. Thank you to both of you. Well done.